Page 9, Governmental Affairs Report, Jeff Tom. When I began writing this column, I did so with the thought that this would be the shortest column I submit, until perhaps next year at this time. However, as I progressed, I realized that either I write too much, or there really is a fair amount to say. You, the reader, can be the judge. In Sacramento, the mantra may as well be out with the old and in with the new. By the time you read this, the new legislative session will be in full swing, as it actually starts on December 3. Although unless something out of the ordinary happens, other than electing legislative leaders and introducing a few bills, the action won't really begin until January. However, the November election did provide some results that will greatly impact what happens during the upcoming 2013-14 legislative session. First, with the adoption by the voters of Proposition 30, which imposes a temporary income tax increase on high-income earners and a temporary sales tax increase, cuts on state and local services, most of which would have fallen on education, and to a lesser degree public safety, have been avoided. Page 10. Of course, this is only one piece of the state's revenue pie. In early January, the release of the governor's proposed budget for the 2013-14 fiscal year will give the administration's view of what the total revenue projections look like and the impact either positively or negatively on government programs. In determining how things will look for California, we must also remember that the outcome of the current fiscal cliff crisis will impact the state's revenue. In this context, it must be understood that if negotiations between the president and Congress are unsuccessful, not only will across-the-board cuts in federal programs be required, including funding for Medi-Cal, rehabilitation services, and education, but also there is a potential for another economic downturn. Both of these factors could have serious impacts on how much revenue the state receives. On the other hand, cuts in so-called entitlement programs such as Medicaid are on the table, and it is possible that the outcome of these negotiations could still mean reduced revenue to the state. Moreover, there's no guarantee that social services and employment programs, such as funding for rehabilitation, will not be affected. Before turning to discussion of what CCB may be doing in the year to come, let me mention one other result of the November elections, the impact of which remains to be seen. Page 11. The California Assembly will be controlled by a two-thirds majority of Democrats. Moreover, although we won't know for certain until the occurrence of a couple of special elections that will occur early next year, due to state senators being elected to Congress, it is possible that the Senate will also have a two-thirds Democratic majority. Although a budget can be passed by a simple majority, almost all revenue measures require a two-thirds vote. If the Democrats have such a majority in both houses, will they consider raising additional revenue? Remember that revenue need not come in the form of taxes, but can also be raised through fees or other mechanisms. As a longtime impartial observer of Sacramento, I can only say that there is certainly going to be more pressure put on the legislature to maximize revenues, just as there is pressure to ensure that no new burdens are imposed upon the taxpayers. As to CCB's agenda for next year, one thing we can count on is that budget issues will crop up on which we will need your help. They may relate to items that we fought during the last session, such as library services, the California School for the Blind or Disabled Student Program funding for community colleges and state universities. On the other hand, we could find that we need to become involved in issues we hadn't even anticipated. Whatever the case, your letters, phone calls, and emails will be essential to our success. We will be seeking at least one legislative change based on a resolution adopted at our fall convention. It is our goal to enable guide dog schools located outside of California to provide in-home training and follow-up services to California residents if they meet prescribed standards. You will be hearing more on this during 2013. In addition, there are always a variety of legislative proposals that we support or oppose during the year, and I will keep you as informed as I can about them. Finally, I strongly encourage you to let me know of anything relating to governmental affairs you think is important for persons who are blind or who have low vision. You can always contact me at 916-995-3967 or by email at jeff.thom@ccbnet.org.